It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. So now the primaries are over and outside groups are running ads for Scott Walker and Tony Evers. Who is running these ads? And do they still make a difference to voters? What's your reaction to the money that's poured into the race for governor since the primary? Have you been following ads released by outside PACs? What is your take on them? 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We're joined this morning by Molly Beck and Patrick Marley. They cover politics and state government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Welcome back, Molly.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
And Patrick, welcome back to the show yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Patrick, we're going to be starting with you here. When we say money is pouring in, the questions that come up are from whom and to what? So let's distinguish between PAC money and direct candidate campaign donations.
Sure. There's a lot of ways to influence campaigns in Wisconsin without giving money to a candidate. The best way to do that is to run television ads of your own. So that's what a lot of these groups are doing. In Wisconsin, you can, you know, we've had recent campaign finance law changes that allow more coordination between candidates and outside groups. So we don't always know to what extent they may or may not be talking. But in some cases, it's very close working together. For instance, the state Republican Party is running ads that are slashing Tony Evers. That's being done in cooperation with the governor's campaign. The party is sort of acting as the attack apparatus of the governor's campaign. Similarly, a group called the Stronger Wisconsin, which is a new group but is funded by the Democratic Governors Association, a national group that has been involved in past elections, is doing similar things for Tony Evers. So they're running ads that are sort of helping tell voters who Tony Evers is and positive things about him, and also going on the attack against Walker.
Okay, so let me get this clear here. There have been campaign finance laws that have changed since Citizens United that make it easier now for outside PACs to coordinate with a candidate?
Yeah, so Citizens United was, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that said unions and corporations can spend unlimited sums in elections. In Wisconsin, there was a state law change in recent years. This was in reaction to the John Doe 2 investigation that said there can be coordination between campaigns and these third-party groups. So that's the case in Wisconsin. It would differ in other states. There can be clearer boundaries as to what kind of conversations can happen between campaigns and third-party groups.
And so we have Republicans supporting Scott Walker. We have Democrats supporting Tony Evers. And are there disclosure requirements here, or can somebody who we don't know who it is just give a lot of or start running ads, not give money directly to campaign, but start running ads as part of a super PAC to support either one of these guys?
There's lots of ways to put money into elections without having the sort of source of the money known. The groups that run television ads, you can find out from the television stations how much of their money is going on the ad. So, for instance, you know that A Stronger Wisconsin, which is the Democratic Governors Association, is putting this money into these elections, but you might not know who precisely is getting the money for those ads to that group. Or Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's business lobbying group, is running ads to help Walker. Again, you know that WMC is spending the money. You don't know which businesses or individuals gave money to WMC to put those ads on the air.
We are talking about the money that is pouring into the governor's race here in Wisconsin with Patrick Marley and Molly Beck of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, dropped $1.8 million for Governor Walker. This is also outside PAC money. Meanwhile, the Greater Wisconsin Committee is running about $400,000 worth of ads for Tony Evers. What are these ads saying? What's the spin here?
So the AFP ad, that is an ad that praises Walker for his spending on schools and kind of blasts Tony Evers for for praising Governor Walker on his education plan. And the point of that ad is to kind of tear down the education edge, you could say, that Tony Evers has in being state superintendent. Governor Walker earlier this year dubbed himself the education governor, and in his last budget, he proposed and got passed a huge increase for public school spending. So he's trying to make the case that he is an education-friendly governor in a way to kind of, you know, mute the effect that Tony Evers might have in the race. And the Prayer Wisconsin Committee, that ad is accusing Governor Walker about, they say he's lying about Tony Evers and Tony Evers' record on whether or not he has worked forcefully enough to revoke the licenses of teachers who have, in some cases, looked at pornography during school and other kinds of sexual-related misconduct. That's been the central attack from the Republican side, is that he has not, revoked licenses in cases of very serious sexual misconduct involving teachers.
We're going to play those ads. First, we're going to play the ad from Americans for Prosperity.
Thanks to his pro-growth policies, Governor Walker has invested millions in our schools and received a lot of praise. A pro-kid budget, an important step forward. Commitment to K-12 education is good news. So, who said those things? Tony Evers. But now that Evers is running for office, he's trying to take back his praise. The truth? Governor Scott Walker is improving Wisconsin education, and Tony Evers knows it.
We also have an ad paid for by the Greater Wisconsin Committee, which is a response to the Republican Party that criticizes Evers for not revoking a teacher's license, which you were just talking about a second ago, Molly.
Parents and school officials asked Superintendent Tony Evers to revoke the license of teachers who preyed on our kids. One teacher viewed and shared pornographic images at school. Another used Snapchat to ask her student to have sex in a storage closet. Yet another teacher was caught with his pants down in the classroom. State Superintendent Tony Evers had the power to revoke their licenses, but he refused, leaving our kids unprotected.
Okay, so I'm really confused about that. Did we play the right clip? Was that three? We played three. I wanted to play four. Can we play four? That's a response to that? Okay, so we don't seem to have that loaded up here. We played two ads that were attacking Tony Evers there. The Koch brothers run Americans for Prosperity, Patrick. Who is giving the money? Who is running or funding Greater Wisconsin Committee that is supporting Tony Evers?
So the Greater Wisconsin Committee is a group that's been around for 10, 12, 15 years. Wisconsin-based, runs ads to help Democrats. They helped Jim Doyle a lot. They've helped liberal candidates for the state Supreme Court. We don't know a lot about their funding because much of their spending they do through a group that does not need to disclose. They do some – actually, I think these ads – we haven't seen the disclosure yet, but I believe these ads are express advocacy, so they will be disclosed. So we might find out a little bit more there. In the past, they've gotten some support from unions and other traditional supporters of Democrats. I would imagine they've had to shift some of their support or broaden their support because of the hit that the unions have taken in recent years in Wisconsin.
We are trying to sort out the ads we have here. We're going to play an ad from Stronger Wisconsin, which is a group affiliated with the... Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We are talking to Molly Beck and Patrick Marley, who cover politics and state government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We're talking about money coming into the governor's race in Wisconsin on today's State Capitol Report. Democrat Tony Evers and Republican Scott Walker have seen money coming directly to their campaigns, and we've been seeing ads run by political action committees in the last couple of weeks. How do you feel about the tone of the gubernatorial campaign? Is it too negative, or is this business as usual? Are you feeling the race for governor is going about what you thought it would be? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is where you can email us, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. So we're talking to Molly Beck and Patrick Molly, and they cover state politics and state government from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We were playing some clips before. We got them a little mixed up. We're going to be playing right now two clips that support Tony Evers. The first one is from A Stronger Wisconsin, which, as you mentioned, Patrick, is a group affiliated with the Democratic Governors Association.
You know what? You don't just wake up one day to 31,000 miles of broken roads or a teacher shortage so bad they call it historic. And healthcare costs, they've been going up for years. Fixing things like this is a governor's job. But while Scott Walker's had plenty of time for politics, he's let our roads, schools, and healthcare fall apart for 8 long years. And you can be sure he's not changing now.
And the next ad we're going to play is the Greater Wisconsin Committee, which is supporting Tony Evers also.
Would you trust a career politician or a lifelong educator? After 25 years in office, Scott Walker is desperate to stay in power. So he's attacking Tony Evers and not telling the truth. Tony Evers would never put our children at risk. When the law stopped Tony Evers from revoking a teacher's license for viewing pornography, Tony worked with lawmakers from both parties to change the law so offenders could be kicked out of the classroom. Tony Evers, putting our children's safety and the truth first.
So we heard, Molly, we heard those two ads, one saying, oh, my God, he lets teachers look at pornography from school. And another one saying, you know, he wanted to discipline this teacher. He wanted to fire this teacher. There was a law that said he couldn't. And so he had to figure out how to change the law in order to make this happen. Where's the truth here?
It's a complicated issue, and probably more than your listeners ever wanted to know about teacher licensure. But basically, the Governor Walker and the Republicans are saying that Tony Evers has had all these situations where teachers have, like in the case of a Middleton teacher that the ads are about, he looked at pornography at school. The district tried to fire him for many other reasons. They couldn't fire him. And Governor Walker is arguing that the state superintendent should have been able to come in and be like, hey, like what you did is inexcusable, and revoked his license. Tony Evers says that he did think what he did was inexcusable, but state law at the time of the incident said that kids had to be exposed to the material in order to revoke the license legally. And that is why right after that there was a law or a bill introduced that changed the definition in state law to what's called a moral conduct, which allows the state superintendent to revoke a license under. They just got rid of the part that said children had to be exposed to it, and it was in direct response to this case that all these ads are about.
And Tony Evers supported that law.
He did support that law, yes. So that's where the truth is. Both sides can say, you know, they're right in that situation. I think Tony Evers would say that they would have gone to court if he had revoked the license because the law was not on his side. Governor Walker is saying you should have tried anyway and let the courts sort it out.
We're talking about outside group spending, but candidates have been getting a lot of money directly to them. Patrick, Tony Evers has raised more than $1 million for his campaign since winning the Democratic nomination for governor about a week or so ago. Is there a sense that Democratic donors are lining up behind him?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the fact that he was able to raise $1 million in 8 or 9 days does show that there's these sort of pent-up energy for Democratic donors. You have to remember, in the primary, you had 8 candidates, and so a lot of donors just sat on the sidelines. They didn't want to invest in a candidate. It was, unclear who was going to get through that. That's why this group, A Stronger Wisconsin, was set up, was that the Democrats were very aware that they had this vulnerability in getting a candidate through a primary who would then have no money, and that the governor or people on his side could spend a bunch of money attacking Evers, which is exactly what happened. They were learning from what happened in the Republican primary in 2012 when Tammy Baldwin was the nominee and the Republicans had a messy four-way primary. Tommy Thompson got the nomination, didn't have any money, and her side just pounded Thompson for weeks before he could get on the air and get sort of his version of events up. So Democrats wanted to prevent that. That's why they have this Stronger Wisconsin operation going, and that's, I think, why their fundraising is happening like it is. Now, I think it's important to remember that Scott Walker has got the distinct advantage here. I think he had $6 million in the bank at the end of June. He has been spending millions of dollars on ads since the spring. So he's far and away ahead in the fundraising game at this point.
We are talking to Molly Beck and Patrick Marley, covering state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Randy from Madison, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering, it used to be quite a tradition that at least among Democrats, they would trek out to Hollywood and make the rounds of these house parties, and Rob Reiner and George Clooney, and pick up money there. I was wondering if that has been the situation, say, with the governor's candidates going into the primary, or the Republican Senate candidates, for that matter. It may be that Republicans do some of that, too, now. Are you aware of that, or are you aware if they will be doing it before the election?
Molly, you want to take that?
I haven't heard of the governor's candidates heading out to California to get support from, actors and actresses and directors. But I do know that Randy Bryce, the Democratic congressional candidate in the first, he has received a lot of attention from not just, the political elite, so to speak, but others too. But that's the only candidate that I know of in this race.
But in Wisconsin, I just learned that outside money, outside PAC money, can be coordinated with the candidate. Do either of you see Tony Evers coordinating specifically his campaign with outside PAC and what donors want? You want to take that, Patrick?
Sure. I think there's some level of coordination between Evers and this Stronger Wisconsin group that is part of the Democratic Governors Association. The Democratic Governors Association and the Republican Governors Association have both been involved in Wisconsin races in the past. Under the previous laws, those groups do multiple things, and so there were some things that were done in conjunction with the candidate and some things that were totally separated. I believe that there's less separation now because of those campaign finance law changes a couple of years ago.
So what are you guys watching as this race continues? We've got some ads that have been put out. Where do you think the advertising and the rhetoric is going to go from here? Molly, let's start with you.
I think we'll be watching for whether the Republicans and Governor Walker's side continue to hammer Tony Evers on the teacher licensure issue. We'll see if that narrative is going to affect him probably in the next polling that we see, round of polling. And if they change, they pick a different issue to hammer him on, it might be a signal that it wasn't as effective as they thought it might be.
Interesting. Patrick, what are your thoughts moving forward with this election?
I think one thing to watch closely is how much money from elsewhere starts coming in on the Democratic side. That would give us some sense of how winnable national Democrats think this race is. There seems to be a building sense among Democrats in Wisconsin, a building sense of optimism that they could beat Walker. I think it's a little less clear how folks on the national front are feeling. And one of the best ways to tell that is, you know, when they put money behind something, it means that they really do think they have a shot.
Money. We're talking. How much do you expect each candidate to get from outside PACs and directly to them? Really quickly, Patrick.
I don't know. I mean, you'll see over $10 million spent on each side easily, I would think.
Over $10 million. Molly Beck and Patrick Marley cover politics and state government for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Patrick, thank you for being with us again.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.